I saw some Trump speeches.
He had a weekend.
My God. First of all, he served French fries and burgers at McDonald's for 15 minutes in Pennsylvania and said 15 minutes longer than Kamala Harris ever did it, didn't it? I've worked more than she has at a McDonald's. Then he said, then he just went full in. She's been a terrible vice president.
So you have to tell Kamala Harris that you've had enough, that you just can't take it anymore. We can't stand you. You're a sh- vice president.
I'd like to place my order. I don't know who's working the drive.
Was he actually on the headphones working? May I take your order?
No, please? It looked like he got a few shots of him shaking some fries.
He was at the fry station and in the window, but the restaurant was closed.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, everybody who came through was a plant.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, they had signs on the doors, which was spread like wildfire that said, we will be closed.
Oh, you know, I didn't know
we
that.
Don't take sides.
Yeah, that was my favorite. We don't take sides.
The poor owner.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought if he really worked the window for a half hour, that would be cool. No. Well, I guess protecting him would be difficult.
A lot of people said if you want real change, get that ice cream machine working.
Yeah, do that. Let's see that. You get my vote, right?
That was a very popular meme.
Let me see. Oh, he also, this is former President Trump now, was on Fox and Friends. And
I think this is Friday morning and they did a kids segment.
Taking questions from kids. And one of them from Massachusetts said, I'm 6 years old. I have a question.
My name is Briar. I'm 6 years old. I live on a farm in Massachusetts. What's your favorite farm animal?
Favorite farm animal?
I'll tell you what I love. I love cows. But if we go with Kamala, you won't have any cows anymore because you're not allowed. I don't want to ruin this kid's day. But I love cows. I think they're so cute and so beautiful and so productive. But according to Kamala, who's a radical left lunatic, you will not have any cows anymore. So we have to vote her out. You know, you like cows, you have to vote.
I know. 100% right. That loon's going to kill every cow in this.
What's he saying, Daddy?
I like giraffes.
Kamala
didn't ask that.
Kamala doesn't like giraffes. She hates giraffes. She hates cows.
Always.
Kamala Harris will kill.
Who's this kid?
Let me tell you something. You probably don't realize that lunatic on the left will kill every cow in this country.
Don't kid yourself, Jimmy.
That loon, Kamala Harris.
She loves rapists and hates cows.
That's right. That's
I don't want to ruin your day. But
you forget about having cows around.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what kind of animal you like. I'm a cow guy. You can forget about having cows around if Kamala Harris is in charge. She's going to take every one of them out. What a bloodbath that would be.
He's deporting illegals and she's deporting cows.
Deporting cows. Way to go. The guy that had a great day with Donald Trump around, also in Pennsylvania, and he's from Latrobe, Pennsylvania, is Arnold Palmer. We lost the great Arnold Palmer several years ago. But apparently Donald Trump knew him. And was speaking near his home, near his hometown.
And he said, I think he interacted a lot with golf.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Both have. And Trump said, you've got one of the greats of all time that lived here, Mr. Arnold Palmer.
This is the home of my friend Arnold Palmer. And he loved Latrobe. You know, he turned out to be one of the greatest golfers in the world. But Arnold Palmer was all man. And I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women. But this guy, this is a guy that was all man. This man was strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh, my God. That's unbelievable. I had to say it.
Is this guy's junk? Arnold Palmer.
That's probably a big black X through the Sharpie and the teleprompter. I'm reading it anyway. I'm doing Palmer Schlong. I can't not come to Latrobe. You expect me to come to Latrobe and not talk about the Schlong?
Not talk about Palmer Schlong? You expect me to be in Latrobe, Pennsylvania and not bring this up? Come on. We're not doing
if
this.
If not here.
Where? When?
If not today. When?
You might as well call Pennsylvania for Trump right now.
Yeah.
Trump.
Boom.
Pennsylvania is Trump country.
It'd be hilarious if the election map looks like an exact a penis with testicles toward Latrobe.
That's right.
This is what we've come to,
That's
ladies and gentlemen.
Donald Trump has done.
Kamala hates cows.
Yeah. I never heard that about Arnold Palmer before.
News to me.
I mean, who's going to say
that?
What,
you thought that was his putter? He thought that was his putter he was using.
He was the first to use the elongated putter, of course. Should we go to Jack Nicklaus and say, and vet
You've showered with the man.
Yeah.
Get me Gary Player on the line.